We're doing in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1842. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 13th day of Elul Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter that came on a Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, in the portion of Kiseitze, in which you write that you cannot any longer tolerate all the pains, the yisurim that have come over you. Says to the Rebbe, he can't take it anymore. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, greatly surprised, what you're saying over here. Did you really forget in such a short time, relatively short time, in your situation that you were a year ago and later on? Both as it relates to the reasons and as far as your health, it doesn't go into detail over here. So, notwithstanding, so in other words, measure yourself from your situation the way you were last year, and then you will see that there's actually been a tremendous improvement. And even though Hashem, who is all able, so he can basically give many times as much, and every Jewish person hoping is hopeful that since we are considered to be B'nai Melochim, sons of kings, and therefore we could hope that the Eibishter will give us a lot better, but still, if you measure relative to what it was and what it's now, it's not so difficult to see, I guess. And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe brings down over here from the Chassidus, that the Chassidus speaks about, you know, the Gemara tells us that Nebuchadnezzar, he walked three steps in the honor of Hashem. The Gemara relates over there that they, when they were writing, to Yerushalayim, to the king of Yerushalayim, from Nebuchadnezzar, they put Hashem after greetings. You know, Hashem was like the last one in the letter, so Nebuchadnezzar went, and he stepped three steps. He told him, correct it. Hashem needs to be the first. But for the Gemara says, the reward for three steps, he got kingdom for three generations. Three steps, three generations married. So how much more that for a Jew, the Eibishter is not enough to pay out for everything that we do. So, while one should be hopeful that Hashem will give him a tremendous amount, and a Yid deserves a tremendous amount, but yet, don't forget, one should not forget, God forbid, on the miracles and the wonders that is being done to each and every one of us, including yourself. And there's no reason to get into at length of this. Basically, the Rebbe telling him, you know what, look at your situation and don't say that you can't tolerate it anymore. The Rebbe says, for sure you will spend in the Holy Land a fitting time and you will look into the possibility of moving to there for yourself and your family members. And may it be the will from the blessed Hashem that He should lead you in the successful way for you and for your family members, both physically and spiritually, with blessings for Ksivach Sematoyim. So here this guy writes to the Rebbe that he can no longer tolerate all of his pains that have gone over him. And the Rebbe tells him, surprised that you should write like that. In other words, your situation has improved in various areas, health and in the other reasons. So the Rebbe says, of course you expect to be totally healed and Hashem can do everything. But yet, you know, put everything in perspective. Thank Hashem for His miracles, for His wonders. And the Rebbe says that he should, I guess he was going for a visit to see if he can move to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe writes to him that may Hashem lead you in the right direction with blessing.